Jason Wilde is brought to you by Boucher Automotive, where we ride with you every mile. 18 dealerships, 15 brands, and thousands of vehicles in stock. Check them out at Boucher.com.
Everybody on the planet Earth should get information about the Green Bay Packers from Jason Wilde. Every day of the year, we do our part. 94.5 ESPN. Good afternoon, Jason.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Doing good.
I'm getting better. I got some new shows to watch. Lucifer is the one I'm watching. That's the first one I've ever watched. And
Lucifer. Have you ever heard of that even, Jason?
I assume it's about the devil.
Yeah.
It is.
It's Emmy Award winning, I think. You have that's not what it said on Netflix it. Where I looked at it.
Is that an old show that's on streaming, or is that something new?
No, it's an old show. Homer's just now watching it.
Yeah, I've never heard. I'm not familiar with it. I vaguely remember hearing.
It's not that good, anyway.
What about Ted Lasso, Homer?
I watched a little bit of it. It was okay. I did not get caught up in it the same way that other people did. But
Jason, what are you watching?
Yeah.
I'm watching the NIT basketball tournament.
No, as far as shows, that's not watching. Oh. That's just like watching wrestling, watching the NIT.
Did you watch it last night?
I did. Wisconsin, Oregon. I was in.
Oh, that's heaven. True. That's special for you.
What am I watching? Oh, Will Trent.
Will Trent.
Okay,
I've never heard of that.
It's on ABC. It's on Tuesday nights. So I think they had a new episode again last night. It's kind of like, Homer, did you like Columbo back in the day?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep.
So this guy is like a younger, he's a cross between Columbo and Monk.
Yeah.
Played by Bay native Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah, Monk was just a ripoff of Columbo for people that don't know. But sorry.
Yeah. So kind of that idiosyncrasy.
Yeah.
Kind of different investigator detective guy. Kind of a takeoff on that. I happen to enjoy it a lot. I really like it. The guy who plays Will Trent is very good, and there's some good acting. It's a well done show for regular television.
Okay.
Nothing streaming, Jason?
No, I need to get started on season three of Ted Lasso, because I am a huge Ted Lasso fan, but
nice.
I wanted to rewatch the first two seasons first so I can get up to speed again, because it's been a while. It's been like 2 years since their last episode, so it's I have not started streaming that. Tony, do you have a recommendation?
Yeah, we gave some recommendations. We want to see if you have watched them or heard of them or... the one we told him to check out was Yellowstone.
I've certainly heard of it, never seen it.
The Ozarks?
That's one of those, like, Breaking Bad where everybody's bad, right? I don't like shows like that. I need a hero.
1923, which is the prequel to Yellowstone.
No, what was the other one we had? Oh, Breaking Bad was the other one we said. I don't think everybody's bad.
You quit that?
I did. Yeah, they're all bad. Everybody's a villain.
That's the key. Yeah, it's craziness.
I don't like... I want the good guys. I want my Columbo.
All right.
I want a flawed hero who's not perfect, not Perry Mason, where he does, you know, he wins every case. But, yeah, I need... I like happy endings. I like heroes, so...
Well, the key on the flawed hero for you would be the hero has to be bigger than the flaw. Like, if he's a bigger flaw than he is a hero, then you're not going to, right?
I need something to root for. Yeah. Somebody to root for sure.
And this is another one of those times where I'm wondering what you're working on. The rest of the world is now kind of focusing. I see the headline, ESPN.com, how do the Packers know Jordan Love is ready to replace Aaron Rodgers? They're following my belief that... Aaron Rodgers, though he isn't a Jet, is a Jet, and so he's dead as a Packer. So now, given the interest in the Packers, they got to focus and spend all the time now on learning about Jordan Love.
Yeah, Rob Domofsky wrote that piece. He did a very good job. Talked to Todd Haley, who was with the Cowboys when Tony Romo took over.
Right.
Talked to Charles Weiss when Tom Brady took over. I found the headline a little misleading, though.
Yeah, of course, he does not do the headline. People should know that.
He doesn't.
You don't either. Like, reporters never do the headlines, right?
Very rarely. I mean, I suggest them, but generally, yes, no, I don't do them. But so Rob was on our show today because we wanted to talk to him about what a nervous Nelly he was throughout his son's DePere boys basketball team winning the state title and going undefeated. But I thought it was a really good piece, except for, and Rob acknowledged this, you know, the premise of that headline is that they know that that Love's going to be good. And they don't. And it's a really good story about, you know, whether you how you know and who would know if. But the bottom line is that the Packers are in a position where I don't think they necessarily know, but what the hell are they going to say publicly? Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure he's ready,
right.
But you know, we got to get Rodgers the hell out of here. So we got to give him a chance. But man, oh man. Yeah, I mean, 10 snaps against Philadelphia. What are we doing here? We don't know for sure. His practice snaps are fine, but like, we don't know if he's any good or not. They're never going to say that. Of course they're going to say, oh, we believe. Absolutely. But
that's why I ask you. You're my guy for the answer to that.
Yeah, but I haven't, like, again, because of the way the practice schedule is, and I didn't go to a ton of practices in season anyway because of the radio show, but you don't get to see diddly poo in season anyway. You don't see any 11-on-11.
All right. Good. How much of that did you see from Rodgers before he became the man?
More. That was still early in McCarthy's tenure, so we stayed for longer periods.
How helpful was that in you determining your thoughts on when Rodgers took over? Because I haven't gone back and checked the tape to see what you were saying.
Yeah, I was very pro Rodgers by 07.
And my assumption always was that was because from listening to the coaches talk about him, and that is what gave you the thought on him.
Yeah, that was definitely a big component of it. But also, as I've said before, you know, in the 05 training camp, you know, he wasn't very good, but he had a throw or two every day where you were like, ooh, that was a good throw. And again, as I've said many times, I saw one such throw from Jordan Love the first year in 2020. One. You know, in the off season of 2021, going into the 2021 season, you know, I remember him having just this magnificent day during OTAs. Like, I'm not sure the ball ever touched the ground. He was so good. And it came on the heels of him being as bad as I've ever seen a quarterback be in OTAs. So that, you know, that kind of, to me, underscored that, you know, even with the homer rule of look at what they do when they're good, not when they're bad, when they're a young player, that there were going to be ups and downs. Now, training camp, you know, I've said this before, he looked a lot more decisive. I use a Matt LaFleur-ism with Sidney about basketball that is based on his Jordan Love experience. Indecisive equals ineffective. And so I don't even say that anymore. I just call her Jordan, and she knows exactly what I'm talking about. And so I thought he was way more decisive. I thought he looked more calm in the pocket. He didn't, like, stop his feet like he was nervous and wanted to get out of there. But, again, whether or not that translates then into being a even decent NFL starter, much less a good NFL starter, a great NFL starter, or a Hall of Fame NFL starter, I wouldn't go that far. And I don't think, like, the person that I would really love to have a few Coors Lights in him and he starts speaking the truth is LaFleur. Because, of course, Goody's going to talk up Love because, A, they've decided to move to him already, and, B, that's the guy that Goody drafted. But, like, does Matt LaFleur, based on what he's seen in the last 3 years, really believe that Jordan Love's going to be really good? Does he just believe, hey, it'll be nice to have someone who runs the plays the way I want him and he doesn't throw me under the bus? Like, the dynamic of this whole idea that, and this was what we talked about with Rob this morning on the show, and you can hear it on Wisconsin On Demand, is it's predicated on the Packers made the switch to Love because Love is ready and they're really excited about what he's capable of. When in reality, at least part of it is they were so sick of Rodgers, and the timing is they have to go to Love. Like, I refuse to believe that this is predicated purely on, oh, Jordan looks really good, he's ready to be the guy, time to move on. I think it's circumstantial more than his significant off the charts improvement. I just don't
100%, 100%.
That's bad.
Wait, no, hold on, hold on, Homer. Why do you sound shocked by this, Homer? You thought they thought he was that good?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You did?
Yep.
No, you didn't think that.
Yep.
If you were here, I would smack you because you're lying. There's no way you thought they thought Jordan Love was that good that they're going to move on from Rodgers.
Yes.
No. I'm not believing you.
All right. Well.
You can sell it to Jason and Pebble. I'm not buying it.
I think that was, but I've said that from the very beginning. I think that's been his reason that he really liked him. In the year before, he was thought of as one of the elite quarterbacks, and then his senior year, he
liked him. He liked him because he drafted him, but Jason was saying that they haven't seen anything that led them to believe that.
Okay, well, so if Aaron Rodgers wasn't a jerk, then it's your belief that Jordan Love would not be the quarterback this year. Aaron Rodgers would be.
Correct.
All right. Yours as well, Jason?
Yeah, I mean, if Aaron Rodgers wasn't a jerk, in Goody's opinion, there's still the possibility.
Jordan Love might not even be drafted.
Well, I agree with that statement. I mean, do I think that there's part of Goody that's just like, even if Aaron Rodgers was the greatest teammate ever, I drafted Jordan Love, I need to find out if he's any good? I guess. But what if Aaron Rodgers wasn't, in Goody's mind, a jerk, and he hadn't, let's just say he didn't break his thumb. Like, let's say Aaron Rodgers is a great guy that everybody loves. He didn't break his thumb. Wasn't as good as he was the previous 2 years, but certainly didn't fall off statistically the way he did. Do I think they'd be more likely to try and get Jordan to accept sitting for a fourth year and Rodgers starting? Yeah, I think so. I mean, one of the questions Goody was asked after the season was, you know, are you concerned about Jordan asking for a trade if Rodgers comes back for another year? And his response was essentially that, you know, I would certainly understand his frustration, but we're going to do what's best for the Green Bay Packers, which was basically saying, hey, if Rodgers comes back, we're not trading Jordan Love, even if he wants to be. We're keeping him. And then at some point there obviously was the shift of, I'm just sick of this guy, we're done, let's go to Jordan. So, yeah, I think if Rodgers was easier to work with and if the general manager liked him more, I think there'd be a very good chance he'd still be the starter.
Wow.
Yeah, Homer.
Yeah, I just don't think they have enough evidence to say that this is because Jordan is so great. Now, if he proves me wrong, awesome. That'd be great. But, like, the idea of taking 10 snaps against Philly and suggesting that he's ready to be a full-time NFL starter and is a better option than a Hall of Famer, I don't think anybody actually believes that.
All right, if Brett Favre had not said he was retired, and he would have come back,
Nope, different scenario. Rogers has probably showed more than Love at this point, right?
Yeah. Oh, no doubt he had. I mean, there was definitely more evidence that that Rogers was good. The other part of it, though, you know, and I said this before, they were convinced that Brett Favre could no longer win in the cold. And the thought was, what the hell are we trying to get home field advantage for if once we get home field advantage, he can't win in cold weather anymore? And so that was a big frustration for them. But remember, after he retired, 3 weeks later, he called the Packers, and Ted and Mike McCarthy were at the NFL meetings in Florida, and he said, I think I made a mistake. I think I still want to play. And they were prepared to fly to Mississippi and sit down and talk with him. And if he wanted to come back, they were going to take him back. So, and that was with a lot more evidence that Aaron Rodgers could play than this group has that Jordan Love can play.
So, all right, we'll add this tomorrow. It seems to me like it's exactly the same situation, though it was a different reason. So,
I think it's a similar situation for sure. I don't know if it's I think there's a lot more there was a lot more evidence with Rodgers than there is with Love.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, guys.
See you, Jason.
Jason Wilde.
Can't believe you actually believe that. Let's go to break. We'll talk.
All right.